The next item on the agenda of liberal Democrats is a majority also favor diplomacy over military action. And if you click the link that says more, there's another item on the same agenda. Down at the bottom it says, most liberals opposed increased military spending. So let's talk about the military. Now remember, just a reminder, I'm Kevin Craig, the Libertarian Party candidate. You don't have a candidate in the race for Missouri's 7th congressional seat if you're a Democrat, because all three candidates really are sort of like Republicans. And the Democratic candidate is an ex-Republican. He'll probably become a Republican again, I don't know. But you don't have a real Democrat candidate. However, on the matter of military and foreign affairs and Pentagon spending and so forth, Democrats have a real friend with most libertarians. I can't speak for all libertarians, because there are some libertarians who seem to be pro-war. I don't understand that. But I think the heart and soul of libertarianism as an opposition to aggression, and particularly the pledge that you do not believe in the initiation of force, is consistent with the liberal goals here, and that is favoring diplomacy over military action and cutting government spending. If this is even remotely part of your agenda, then you have a strong reason to vote libertarian on this issue alone, because this issue is a really huge issue. The idea of the military and the Pentagon is determining so much of our daily lives. Our lives are affected in so many ways by this philosophy that our military is what brings us security. And as a libertarian, I totally disagree with this idea. I think the military is actually bringing us greater insecurity. A major part of our budget, maybe a third or a fourth, is military or military related. I believe we can cut dramatically over half, way over half of that budget, and still have defense. But the big issue here is that our Defense Department is just the renamed War Department, and we don't engage in defensive military behavior anymore. Most of our military is offensive behavior. Most of our military budget is used to go around the world and impose the will of U.S. politicians in Washington, D.C. on hapless nations. The United States federal government overthrows democratically elected governments and puts in their place despotic dictatorships and supports those dictatorships with military action. The United States sells military weapons to the enemies of Israel. If you happen to be a defender of Israel, we sell weapons and give foreign aid to Muslim nations who are the avowed enemies of Israel. But we give all kinds of foreign aid, including the weapon sales, to dictatorships, people, governments that have no sympathy for our goals, our ideals of liberty, and especially my campaign theme is liberty under God. The United States federal government funds enemies of liberty under God. And this idea of nation building and the idea of going around the world and being an empire, this is complete 180 degree opposite of what I stand for. My campaign theme of liberty under God. Another way of looking at that same theme of liberty under God is the way George Washington looked at it, and that was to speak of those verses in the Bible which spoke of everyone dwelling safely under their own vine and fig tree. I formed a nonprofit educational organization called Vine and Fig Tree after George Washington's favorite verses in the Bible. Particularly the one in Micah 4 is a favorite of mine. It says that in order for us to be secure under our own vine and fig tree, we need to beat our swords into plowshares. And I am, for all intents and purposes, a pacifist. I'm an extremely dedicated and passionate opponent of the modern Pentagon. So in this respect, I am the most liberal candidate in the race by far. And since the military and military philosophy is such a central part of what makes the government strong, it's a central part of our budget, you ought to consider voting libertarian just on this one issue alone, because this is something I'm passionate about. And if you look at the links that are in that other side, on the green side, the right side of the table, you'll see that this is a major theme, it is a major subject, it is a major issue that Americans face, even though we don't really face up to it. I think we gloss over the realities of how the military-industrial complex dominates U.S. life. It dominates our budget. It dominates congressional action. It dominates our day-to-day lives, because many people are attached to the military-industrial complex in many ways for their own livelihood. Every time you go to the airport, you see how our lives are touched by this military philosophy. This is something that requires a great deal of more thinking, and we don't deal with the reality of the military and its dominance in our life. We cover it all with patriotic slogans and mindless patriotism, which I would like to counter. And if I'm elected, you will see the military-industrial complex challenged vigorously, passionately, intelligently, and articulately. And if you'll spend, well, there's not much time in the campaign season, but if you'll just glance at the links on the right-hand side of the page, you'll see that you, as a liberal Democrat, should vote libertarian on this one issue alone. In some ways, this is more important than all the other issues, because it has a tendency, the military has a tendency to wipe out all these other considerations, and there's a danger that this could take place. So I hope you'll consider the advantages and how that will help you achieve your goal. I mean, your goal in favoring diplomacy over military action and cutting government spending is not just to cut government spending. It's because I hope you understand that the military is a threat to the liberal vision. That is a vision of liberty, a vision of freedom, a vision of harmony, a vision of peace. Those are the goals, and those goals are very important goals, and those goals are better met with a libertarian strategy than voting for either the Republican or the Democrat in Missouri's 7th Congressional District.